With Justices Ty Chapman and Lucy Sulstisik absent, the court moved quickly to adopt vote centers for Baxter County. Vote centers allow registered voters in a county to cast their ballot at any polling site. They are a countywide version of early voting. With the approval, the current 22 polling sites will be consolidated into 10. Voters will now be able to cast their ballot at any vote center on Election Day, during 13 days of early voting, or through an absentee ballot. Both the courthouse and Christ Community Church will serve as early voting locations. In addition, by utilizing the vote center plan, for the very first time, the courthouse will serve as a polling location on Election Day. The court also gave quick approval to an ordinance to amend the minimum standards and regulations for land development. The vote comes more than 2 years since the county's planning board tackled updating the document. While the ordinance's title reads, it is to amend the minimum standards and regulations for subdivision development, the 32-page document is titled The Minimum Standards and Regulations for Land Development. It covers the procedures, requirements, and minimum standards governing the development of land in the county, including lot splits and subdivisions. In other business, in the 22 minutes it took the court to cover 8 items of business, a number of appointments and reappointments were confirmed. Eric Faulkner, David Miller, and Linda Bradbury were reappointed to the Norfolk Area Fire Protection District. Confirmations were given for the reappointment of Eric Wolf and the appointment of Tony Chamberlain to the 101 Gamelia Fire Protection District, and the reappointment of Keith Trahan and the appointment of Luke Glasscock were approved to the Lone Rock Fire Protection District. From the newsroom, I'm Karen Hopper.